All right, everyone, let's dive into something pretty cool that's been making waves. OpenAI's Swarm.
Yeah, it's been blowing up online.
Big time. It, for good reason, we're talking AI agents, mm-hmm. possibly the next big thing after, you know, all this generative AI stuff.
Which is still blowing people's minds.
Totally. So Swarm is OpenAI's open source framework, and it's all about letting developers build systems where these AI agents can work together.
Collaborate.
Exactly. And it's still early days, but people are really paying attention. I mean, almost 13,000 stars on GitHub just a few days after it dropped.
Yeah.
It's going to mean something, right?
Definitely does. Shows there's a lot of excitement, a lot of curiosity about where this could lead.
Absolutely. So let's unpack this a bit. What do we even mean by AI agents? You know, it sounds kind of sci-fi.
Yeah, it does sound futuristic. But really, think of it as a team of AIs working together, each with its own specific task.
Okay, so like a specialized squad, each AI has its own skill set.
Exactly. Like, imagine you're planning a trip instead of one AI trying to do it all.
Which, let's be real, would be kind of a mess.
Total mess. So instead, you could have one agent that's amazing at finding flights, another one that's a pro at booking hotels.
Ooh, I like where you're going with this. Makes a lot more sense that way.
Right. Divide and conquer. That's what makes this whole agent thing so interesting.
So it's like having this little team of AI experts working behind the scenes to plan your perfect trip, each handling their own part.
Exactly. And the really cool part is how they communicate, how they share information, and that's where this idea of handoffs comes in. Think of it like a relay race.
Okay, I'm picturing it. So one agent grabs the baton, which is like a piece of information in this case.
Exactly. And then it carries it or processes it, analyzes it, and then passes it off to the next agent in line.
So say the flight agent finds you an amazing deal on a round trip. How does that info get to the hotel agent to make sure they're booking something nearby?
That's where tools come into play. This is where things get really interesting. Tools are basically how these AI agents can interact with, well, the outside world.
The outside world.
Yeah.
Meaning?
Meaning other programs, databases, APIs, you name it. It's like giving an AI access to Expedia, Google Calendar, all sorts of things.
Hold on. Hold on. You're saying these AI agents can actually use other programs as tools, like actually go on Expedia and poke around.
Exactly. That's the game changer here. They're not just processing language anymore. They're taking action, making reservations, scheduling meetings, all based on what you need.
Wow, that's next level stuff.
It is. It's about connecting these AI agents to the software we use every day, which opens up a whole world of possibilities.
So it's not just about like talking about booking a flight, it's about actually doing it.
Precisely. And that's just scratching the surface. We could have AI agents managing our calendars, automating tasks, even assisting with complex research projects. The potential here is huge.
That's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. But, and maybe this is a dumb question, but how does Swarm handle all the information these agents are juggling? Do they have some sort of like super memory?
It's a great question, and it gets to a really important concept with Swarm. It's stateless nature.
Stateless? Okay, now you're just using big words to sound smart. What does that even mean?
All right. Think of it like this. Every time you interact with Swarm, it's like starting a fresh conversation. It doesn't remember what you talked about before.
So no memory. Like, it forgets everything every time.
You got it. Each interaction is self-contained.
Huh. Okay, so that's stateless. But if it forgets everything, how do you actually get anything done? I mean, it seems like it would be forgetting what it was doing every few seconds. That's the challenge, right? Like, how do you build something with that kind of limitation?
It's a different way of thinking about it. Instead of relying on Swarm to remember everything, developers have to design applications that take this stateless nature into account.
Okay, so how do they actually do that?
One way is to use external tools like databases or storage systems.
So Swarm can use other things to help it remember.
Exactly. Think of it like, you know, jotting down notes for later. Instead of trying to keep everything in your head, Swarm can write information to a database. Oh, I see. So it's not that Swarm can't remember. It just uses tools to help it out.
Exactly. It outsources the memory, so to speak.
That makes sense. Now, thinking about this whole agent thing, how do we even measure if it's actually working? Like, how do we know if these AI agents are any good at what they're doing?
Another great question. And it's not as simple as just checking if it gave the right answer, like with a chatbot.
Right, because these agents are actually doing things, not just talking.
Exactly. So we need to look at the bigger picture. What are the goals of this system? Are the agents completing tasks sufficiently, providing accurate information?
I see. It's about evaluating the whole process, not just individual answers.
Exactly. And that's where things get a little tricky, because there isn't really a standardized way to measure these things yet.
So how do we even begin to evaluate these agent-based systems, especially when we're talking about a stateless environment like Swarm?
Well, the research you shared actually touches on this, and they emphasize that developers need to come up with their own evaluation methods.
So basically figure it out for themselves.
In a way, yeah. It's about defining what success looks like for that specific application.
So if you're building a Swarm-powered travel agent, success might be finding the cheapest flights or booking hotels with certain amenities.
Exactly. It's about setting clear goals and then figuring out ways to track whether the system is hitting those targets.
So we're still in the early stages here. It's
Okay.
like the Wild West of AI agents.
Pretty much. Which is exciting, because there's so much room for innovation. But it also means we're still figuring out the best ways to measure progress.
Makes sense. And speaking of exciting, this whole deep dive has been pretty mind-blowing. I'm starting to see why everyone's so hyped about Swarm.
It's definitely got people talking.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Agents, handoffs, tools, even that whole stateless thing. But I gotta ask, what does this all look like in practice? I mean, are we talking about like just better chatbots, or is this something bigger?
Oh, much bigger.
Okay, then paint me a picture. What's the dream scenario here? What could we actually build with this technology?
Imagine like AI agents that can manage your entire online life,
Okay.
from scheduling appointments to, I don't know, like handling your finances,
Well.
all while like seamlessly interacting with the software you already use,
Whoa.
or even AI-powered research assistants that can go through huge amounts of data, make connections, even run experiments.
Okay, now we're talking. That's the kind of future I want to be a part of.
And it's not just about, making our lives easier. This technology could really shake things up in all kinds of industries.
Yeah, I can see that.
Think about AI agents optimizing supply chains or personalizing education or
Wow.
even, speeding up scientific discoveries.
It's exciting, but also kind of like, whoa, kind of scary at the same time.
It is. It's a powerful tool, so we got to be careful. But, the possibilities are huge. It's going to be fascinating to see how this shapes the future of AI.
Yeah, and how it shapes us. Well, that's our deep dive into OpenAI's Swarm. We talked to AI agents, how they work together, how they use tools, even that whole stateless thing.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is. But I think we managed to shed some light on this whole AI agent thing. It's definitely something to keep an eye on, folks. And hey, maybe it's even something to start experimenting with yourself. Who knows? You could build the next big thing. Until next time, keep those brain cells buzzing.